AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a single stroke, the Senate's approved about 425 military promotions after Senator Tommy Tuberville ended his blockade over a Pentagon abortion policy.
I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me.
Worth it?
It was pretty much a draw. I mean, they didn't get what they wanted, we didn't get what we wanted.
Israel's military says its forces are in the heart of Khan Yunis, Gaza's second-largest city. Officials describe the fighting as the most intense yet. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will have to retain security control after the war against Hamas ends. Meantime, the EU's Home Affairs Commissioner is warning the war's raising the risk of terrorist attacks.
Commissioner Ylva Johansson's warning comes as French investigators probe a fatal weekend attack near the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
With the upcoming holiday season, there is a huge risk of terrorist attacks in the European Union. We saw recently in Paris, unfortunately we have seen it earlier as well.
Johansson adds the European Commission would provide an additional $32.5 million to help bolster security in vulnerable areas, notably places of worship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A pregnant woman in Texas is asking a court to let her have an abortion. Ed Donahue has this story.
Texas is one of 13 states that ban abortion at nearly all stages of pregnancy. Kate Cox is a mother of two and is 20 weeks pregnant. She's been told by doctors her baby is high risk for a condition known as trisomy 18 and is likely to be stillborn or live a week at the most. Texas allows exceptions, but Cox's lawsuit says doctors have told her their hands are tied. The suit says Cox needs an abortion and she needs it now. In a statement, Kate Cox says she's trying to do the best for her baby and herself, but the state of Texas is making them both suffer. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer has news on an imprisoned former president of Peru.
Peru's constitutional court has ordered an immediate humanitarian release for imprisoned former president Alberto Fujimori. The 85-year-old has been serving a 25-year sentence after he was accused of being the mastermind behind the slayings of 25 Peruvians by a military death squad during his administration from 1990 to 2000, and as his administration fought the Shining Path rebels. Fujimori was sentenced in 2009 and in 2017 was granted a pardon by then-President Pedro Kuczynski. But that pardon was later annulled under pressure from human rights groups. The court has now ruled in favor of that 2017 pardon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And the Pacific Northwest is being inundated by one of those atmospheric rivers. Heavy rain, flooding, and unseasonably warm. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.